From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Lisa Murkowski was a relative newcomer to politics in 2002 when her father, veteran U.S. Senator Frank Murkowski, was elected governor of Alaska. The senior Murkowski named his daughter to fill his Senate seat. Now she faces Republican voters in a primary to determine the nominee for her seat in November. It's an election that could tip the balance of power in the Senate. From member station KTOO in Juneau, Bill McAllister reports.
From the moment Lisa Murkowski became a senator, she has been hounded with questions about how she got there. It has continued unabated. Witness her appearance on a recent radio call-in program.
How could you, in good conscience, accept the appointment of your father, which made Alaska look like a stupid backwoods in our nation?
Jean, if I did not think that I have had the qualifications or the credibility, I would not have accepted it.
You don't have the credibility any longer.
A former two-term state representative, Murkowski had cultivated a reputation as a thoughtful, independent, and moderate member of the Republican Party. But she has been accused by conservatives of being soft on anti-abortion issues. While in the Alaska legislature, she voted to continue Medicaid funding of abortions deemed necessary for reasons of mental health, though in Washington she voted against partial birth abortions. And abortion is one reason why she has three challengers in tomorrow's Republican primary. One of them, former State President Mike Miller, a staunch fiscal and social conservative, served briefly in her father's administration. While Alaskans haven't elected a Democrat to the Senate since 1974, Democrats have a potent candidate in former two-term Governor Tony Knowles, who's in a dead heat with Murkowski in most polls. Miller says Republicans will lose the seat if Murkowski is the nominee, claiming that she is indistinguishable from Knowles on many issues, including abortion and gun rights.
So if you're similar on all those issues, you go to the issues that you're dissimilar on. And it's that 800-pound gorilla underneath the carpet, and that's nepotism. And it's an issue that Lisa's going to lose on every time.
Murkowski knows she's got a problem. In interviews, she doesn't shy away from the nepotism issue, although she encourages a focus on the present.
You might not like the process, but look at me. Look at the job that I'm doing representing you in the United States Senate. If you like the job that I'm doing, I ask for your continued support.
Should Murkowski survive the primary, she and Knowles will continue their increasingly sharp dialogue about which of them is better suited to achieve two key goals for Alaska, winning congressional support for oil exploration on the Arctic coastal plain and gaining federal incentives for construction of a natural gas pipeline from Alaska's North Slope. Murkowski emphasizes Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry's opposition to ANWR drilling, while Knowles counters that the Bush administration is blocking the so-called price floor that natural gas producers consider crucial for the new pipeline.
I'm a little puzzled about the kind of guilt by association tactics, because what they should be looking for is a positive way in which that we can put together an energy bill that includes development of ANWR, our natural gas line, and developing our heavy oil. And yet, if you take a look at the latest energy bill, which is a failure, which is laying on the floor of Congress, partisan, secret, and so filled with pork that it fell of its own weight, we can do better. We have to do better.
Knowles and Murkowski also have been sparring about their respective records on education, funding for veterans, prescription drugs, and job creation in Alaska, while taking shots at each other about issue ads funded by non-Alaska money. For NPR, I'm Bill McAllister in Juneau, Alaska.